Spraying for the gypsy moth is going on at 100 sites in 22 counties in Wisconsin through the end of the month. Department of Agriculture spokesperson Jane Larson says it's become apparent since the state was first infested in 1971 that it's impossible to eliminate the pest. The eastern third of the state is quarantined because the gypsy moth has established populations. That means nursery stock must be inspected before it's shipped elsewhere. Larson says it's also apparent people, especially campers, are good at helping the gypsy moth move west.
They may take camping equipment, firewood, their campers, that they may be unknowingly carrying those either egg masses or moths or any of the life stages of the gypsy moth to another part of the to the state.
Larson says they believe campers are responsible for the spread of the gypsy moth to several sites in Bayfield County this year. She says the state has a campaign going to familiarize people with the several life stages of the gypsy moth. Posters are being distributed in campgrounds, and radio campaigns are going on in Green Bay and Milwaukee.
One of our staff was out the other day and came back with a few gypsy moths that they had taken off the side of a camper. And people didn't even know that's what they were, or that they were carrying them around.
A few counties in western Wisconsin have such small populations as to not require treatment. But in Minnesota, the State Department of Agriculture has begun treatment for the gypsy moth in Houston County and the Twin Cities, hoping to control small populations that have moved in from Wisconsin. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.